We've been talking about our commitment to God, to be firm, immovable, always abounding in the work that God has given us to do. And we understand that we need to do our best to develop a personal godliness in our lives. And we have talked about some of the things that we can do, and we'll continue to do that. But I want to spend just a minute this morning talking about recognizing the enemies of this godliness. You know, we have to know what our enemy is before we can defeat him. In Romans, the 8th chapter, the apostle presents two ways of thinking. Now let's look at that very carefully. For those who are, and as I was putting this together, I supplied the word walking. That comes from verse 4. For those who are walking according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. Those who are, and again, I supplied the word walking, those who are walking according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The mind set on the flesh is death. The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace, because the mind set on the flesh is hostile to the Word of God. Nor does it subject itself to the law of God. It's even not even able to do that. Now, when the apostle talks about these two ways of thinking, he describes them as people who are walking according to the flesh, and then people who are walking according to the Spirit. When he says flesh, what's he talking about? It's not this stuff, you know, the fleshy part of your hand, the flesh that you have on your bones. That's really not what he's talking about. It's a much deeper kind of understanding of the way that we think. He says, or Thayer says, this word flesh denotes, and this is such a beautiful phrase, mere human nature. The earthly nature of man, apart from the divine influence, and therefore that part of man that's prone to sin and opposed to God. He says it's mere human nature. It's the nature of man apart from a divine influence. And what it does is it sets our mind on the things of the flesh. If you endure, or if you enjoy only those things that are part of mere human nature, if you enjoy only those things that are a part of a nature devoid of God, that's walking according to the flesh. And that way of thinking causes you to be hostile to God. That doesn't say that you're not aware of God. Most people that set their minds on the flesh, that set their minds on mere human nature, still want to have some relationship with God. But because they've set their minds on mere human nature and still invoke God, they're demonstrating nothing more than hostility. We're going to develop this idea more as we start talking about the enemies of our personal godliness.